She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Today, we're going to talk about preserving your car, especially for those people who store the cars and not going to use them. It's not all that easy. Okay, number one, the most important thing to do when you're going to store a car is to run a ground wire, a wire from a metal part of the car, preferably the frame, to a water pipe. No water pipe around, then pound a metal spike into the ground and wrap the wire to that. Okay, if it's a insulated wire, then remove the insulation when you wrap it around the spike. Okay, what this does, it grounds the automobile so it prevents rust. Very, very important, okay? And the other thing, before you store it, change the motor oil. Motor oil and filter, and make sure the gas tank is near empty. Or empty if you can, okay? Those are the two things you need to do. And cover the car with a blanket, and a car cover. That would help, even if it's in a garage. Okay? And every once a month, open it up, go in, and pump the brakes. Pump it about 10, 15 times. It's to retain the memory of the brake seals. Okay? Okay. Now, if you have a question, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. I know you heard it before. I'm reminding you again. We need to have the city council, legislature, everybody in office stop the safety check system. You don't need it. It's not being done right. It's not being enforced. And it's been used in the wrong way. A lot of shops are charging customers for things that is not necessary, or they won't pass safety check. So get rid of safety check, get rid of what they call reconstruction permit, because reconstruction permit is only on the island of Oahu, not on the outer islands. So if the other outer islands don't have it, then why should we on Oahu get rid of it? It's not doing anything. It's a waste of time and money. And again, it is not being enforced. Okay? Those are the things that you need to get activated on to get rid of. auto registrations was going up because of the rail. Think, people, if they cannot afford to finish the rail, why continue? Is bad planning, first of all, bad everything. Idea maybe was good, but the planning and the finances is way out of sight. I give you an example. If you're going to build a house and the contractor says, oh, no problem, $500,000, I'll build you a nice house. He gets about one-fourth of the way. Then he tells you, I need another $500,000. Are you going to pay him? Heck no. The estimate was the estimate, the same as the rail. There was an estimate. Now, why are we going over it? You got to think. It's your money. Tax dollars is your money. But all I can do is say, and it's up to you. It's hurting Honolulu big time. Two more auto repair shops have shut down. And there's one more going to shut down at the end of the year. They're shutting down all over and moving to the mainland. This is not good. Okay, so we need to do something fast. You know, I always recommend the Shell 92, Amsoil Trans Oil, Royal Purple Engine Motor Oil, but only the HPS, not the regular Royal Purple. Only HPS. Okay? Those are the recommendations as far as oil. And as far as motor oil, the lighter one, the thinner one, is better. Okay? I know Celine Steve, he doesn't believe in it. He believes thicker the better. Well, he doesn't understand the oil. As oil gets older, as you put mileage on, the oil thickens and thickens. That's why it's highly recommended to go to a 5W20 motor oil as far as the Royal Purple HPS, the High Performance Street Oil, is the best oil that we recommend. And no matter what oil you use, the longer you run it, the thicker it gets. All motor oils are like that. You ladies, you cook and fry things in the frying pan. You use cooking oil. But when you're done, is it the same liquid as when you first put it in the frying pan? No, it's thicker. Oil thickens the longer it runs. So, use the lightest one. A lot of people think, no, you need to use it thicker when it gets older. No, you don't. You don't. The clearance on the bearings, okay, the clearance on the bearings is 2.5 thousandths. At the most, and 2.5 thousandths is thinner than the human hair. So try imagining an airspace thinner than your hair for liquid to go through. It's hard, really hard. If you want to test it, go get a plastic bottle. Put a little hole in it and squeeze the water. See how fast water comes out that little hole.
But before, didn't they use heavier weight oil?
Wanda, that's historic ages.
Why'd they use it back then?
Because they had no knowledge of what oil does. Back then is when we had the horse and the buggy, and Henry Ford had just invented the automobile, and people all had the thinking of the thicker, the better.
Or is it when the oil heats up, it gets thinner?
Well, that's what they keep thinking. But if, and it's the biggest word, if you think about it, it's like your blood. If your blood was thick, you would have what they call high cholesterol. You would have a heart attack, right? The thinner your blood, the better. It's like an engine. And back then, they were not so critical on the clearance between the engine parts as they are today. So that's why in the old days, the engines made a lot of noise. Today, the engines are quieter because they got more scientific and they made the clearances smaller. The clearance on the bearings today is about 1.5 thousandths. It's really thin. And to put oil through that, really hard. But again, it's your car. You do what you want. If it don't last, then I'm sorry.
Imagine if they had the technology they have today, but using the body of the old days cars.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I keep telling people, you cannot beat the old cars. The cars I'm talking about in the 50s. Okay? You're at an intersection. The cars are going across the intersection. Now, brand new Rolls Royce and BMW and everything go across the intersection. You don't even notice it. But a 55 Chevy goes across the intersection. You say, wow. You see it. So, there's a difference. There's a real estate guy in California. This is back maybe 20 years ago. He always drove Rolls Royce. He was very high in his sales. He put his magnetic sign on the door and he always drove Rolls Royce. So we were talking with him. He was at one of the car shows and we told him, you know, you would get more attention with an older car. And people would call you because they would call the real estate association and ask who's the guy with the old car. So he thought, he was going to try it. So he got himself a beautiful, beautiful 1957 Bel Air Chevrolet and put his sign on the door. The first year he did that, his sales went up 50%. And he called and told us, you know, you're right. People see the car. They don't know what kind of car it is, but they call the real estate association and ask, who is that realtor with that old car? They don't know what kind of car, but it's an old car. And they all knew, and he said, oh, it's so and so and so. And that's how he got the calls.
So
fantastic.
Hope you guys got commission from that.
No, he didn't even say thank you.
Are you serious? Well, anyway, we have Robert from Waipio.
Hi, Robert. Hello.
Before you get off the subject of oil, I want to ask you. I usually get my oil changed, and they recommend synthetic oils. They said in every case, synthetic oil is better than any other kind of oil. What's
yes.
your view on that?
Yes, 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 you should run synthetic, but only AMSOIL or Royal Purple HPS. Only those two.
Oh, what's it again, the name?
AMSOIL, AMSIOL.
Okay.
Or Royal Purple.
And why is that?
Those are the only two oils that has metal protector.
Oh, okay. That's really important.
Yes. And right. those two are synthetic.
Okay, okay. All right.
Okay.
I wanted to get your opinion, so I appreciate that.
Okay, that's Thank my you. Opinion.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Bye.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Don't miss the 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival at Iolani Palace, Saturday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy 20 hula halau, pound poi, learn Hawaiian crafts, shop for local gifts, and of course, onolicious food. The 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival, Saturday, July 15th and Sunday, July 16th, now at Iolani Palace. Presented by Moanalua Gardens Foundation. For more information, call 839-5334 or visit moanaluagardensfoundation.org.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. You know what I think people, when I tell them about why they should listen to the show, and of course I tell them because they want to hear my infinite wisdom on stuff. But no, really, I go, you want to bring back memories if you were ever in the cars. And you know, you were talking about how it shifted. Because in the old days, we always thought, remember they had 50-weight oil and STP. And you would just look, and then if your car made a noise, you put two things of STP and the car would get quiet. But again, knowing now, right, we're doing the worst thing. We're making the engine work harder. You know, but, you know, some people never remember this stuff, right? Because they were never exposed to it. They drove the car. The oil was changed. You know, just like the other day, I was talking to my friend, And I said, you know, somebody should bring back full service. And he's like, full service what? I go, you know, you pull up with your car and they pump gas and they wipe the window and they open the hood and check your oil. And he goes, oh, who's got time for that? I'm like, who's got time for their car broken down? You know?
Exactly.
Like we always said, it's the little things.
Yep.
Why? What's my slogan? Take care of your car, it'll take care of you. People go, I don't understand. I go, do you ever have to go somewhere? Like you were saying, you got to go to the hospital. You got to go pick up your mother or your brother or somebody. It's raining, and you jump in the car, and it goes, and you're like, whoa, why is it doing this? Probably because for 2 months it's been going, you know, it starts, and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll fix it tomorrow, I'll fix it tomorrow. Same thing. You put your junk oil in, you save money. When you need it, the car will let you down.
Yep.
Trust me on that. Trust me on that. It yep. never breaks down when you don't need it. I know that for a fact. But when you got to go somewhere, it's hard. So that's my tip for the week. Again, as I always say, take care of the car. Technology changes, folks. I know we like to hang on to the past, but some things have gotten better.
And some things have not.
Right, and some things should have got better, but they took them away. But that's another, I'll discuss that next week. So as always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, you know, back in the days, there was no such thing as self-service, right, when you fill gas?
Right.
It was always full service.
Right. It was always service. That's why it was called service station.
Now they call it gas station.
Yes. Yes. Sad. But, you know, a lot of people, and men included, don't know how to check the tire. You know that? If you tell them put air in the tire, they'll flatten your tire. They take more air out than put in. Anyway, the tip for your oil filter. Being that a lot of people don't listen and buy cheap oil, put a magnet on your oil filter. Okay? Put a magnet on your oil filter so that it can pick up the fine metal grindings that your oil doesn't protect. But if you're using AMS oil or Royal Purple, same thing.
What? Put the magnet?
Just safety.
Oh. So, you know, if you have like a brand new car or a truck or whatever, you should change the oil right away, or can you wait till you know how to go 3,000 miles or 3 months?
How much do you trust the manufacturer? If you trust the manufacturer, then go for it. Let it run. I don't, because in this world today, it's really messed up, because everything is money. They don't care about quality. They don't care about taking care of their customer. So, change your oil.
What else would you do when you first get a new car besides changing the oil?
Well, you check the tires. Make sure the pressure is up. and naturally, the motor oil. And the first 20,000 miles, you change and flush the automatic trans with AMS oil. Because AMS oil gives you a written guarantee for 100,000 miles. Okay? So, those are the things. A lot of people will say, oh, but expensive. Well, when you go and price the car, the part to replace is really expensive. So, and talking about expensive, you know how many people, how many of you out there listening, when you take your car in for a brake job, ask, how much is this going to cost?
I guess I would ask. I want to know how much I have to pay. I'm not saying to give me a cheap job. I just want to know how much I have to pay.
Well, most logical is when you ask a mechanic or a shop how much it's going to cost, the first thing come into their mind is, uh-oh, these people don't have money and they want a cheap brake job. That's the first impression. Okay? A good example is this. Wanda, if you were going to have open heart surgery, would you ask your doctor, how much is this going to cost me? Would you? No. I never heard any patient ask the doctor, excuse me, how much is this surgery going to cost me? No, because your first thinking is, am I going to walk out alive? See, safety is your number one issue. Okay? Whether it's brakes, suspension, shocks, struts, anything safety related. Okay? You cannot put a price on it. Because it's your life or your family's life or that little boy that's running across the street in front of you. You know, yeah, that little boy might be wrong, but it's going to be on your conscience that you killed him because of the cheap brake job. All brakes work, but the better brakes stop in shorter distance. And when you're in a panic situation, you want to stop it yesterday. You want to stop it as fast as possible. Am I right?
Right. You want to stop it on a dime.
Yeah. And get 9 cents change. But people all look at money. And that's why they're making more and more electric cars. Because people think, wow, I'm going to save gasoline. Electric cars, folks, let off EMF. EMF is the highest cause of cancer. Hey, there's no cheap way. Now, electric cars. What happens if you get into a deep water, a flood? Huh? Are you going to be electrocuted? Call Hawaiian Electric and ask them. They'll tell you. A young boy died a few years ago, going to get a car that was in water. He was working for a tow truck company, and he walked in the water to go tow it out. He got electrocuted.
Wait, so how do you get somebody in the car?
They're dead. They're going to die. They're going to be electrocuted.
In the car too?
Oh, yes.
So that guy who got electrocuted, the tow truck guy, got electrocuted. But what about the driver of the car?
The car was just parked in the, it was in the flood water.
Oh, so nobody was in it?
No. And it's a good thing that the driver, the car owner didn't go there to get it. He just called the tow wagon. And the young man, he didn't know it was an electric car. He walked in the water.
I guess it's not so simple to tow a car nowadays.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's why the fire department and everybody was saying, how do they determine if that's an electric car? They don't want to go save you and touch the car and get electrocuted. So, there is no cheap way, folks. The best way, again, is ethanol, not gasoline. Okay? I think it's break time.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Don't miss the 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival at Iolani Palace, Saturday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy 20 hula halau, pound poi, learn Hawaiian crafts, shop for local gifts, and of course, onolicious food. The 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival, Saturday, July 15th and Sunday, July 16th, now at Iolani Palace. Presented by Moanalua Gardens Foundation. For more information, call 839-5334 or visit moanaluagardensfoundation.org.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice. Your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And that poem, I Went to a Party, Mom, is a true story, folks. It's about that young girl that died on Poly Highway and School Street years and years ago.
Okay. We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Good afternoon. Thought I'd give you some business. Didn't seem to have many calls today. Wondering about, one thing is the oil filter. Any suggestions on what type of oil filter to get?
AMSOIL, Royal Purple, or KNN?
KNN?
No, K and N.
K and N?
Yes.
AMSOIL. Okay.
And Royal Purple.
And Royal Purple, okay. All right. And what about if I'm changing brake fluid? Any suggestion as to a type of brake fluid or?
DOT-4.
DOT-4.
Not DOT-3?
No. The higher the DOT reading, the higher the boiling point.
So is there more than DOT-4?
Yes, there's a DOT-5, but it changes from the regular brake fluid to silicone. Yeah, then it's different. That's why I say DOT-4.
And if you change the brake fluid, can you just have somebody open the valve down by the wheel and then just pump and fill the brake fluid?
No.
No. What's the best way to do that?
You need the equipment to flush it.
I see. And what does that run about?
About $100.
I see. You have your shop open again, or?
No, we're still working on some sites, and it's very difficult, and that's why I see so many auto repair shops shutting down and moving to the mainland.
Yeah, they're just taxing the hell out of us. These people,
yep,
kind of wondering what the hell's going on. It's almost like the real estate people are trying to get the government to tax the hell out of everybody, have everybody move out, and then they can sell more real estate. Seems like there's something behind it because it's just so immense, the amount of taxation. Everywhere you turn around, and the government, they just don't seem to care, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to tax us for, 10 decades more.
Mm-hmm.
The hundreds of thousands of people, they want to tax for decades more. This is just idiotic, this whole thing. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention again, I think it's on the 15th, Ann Kobayashi is having some kind of a meeting for people to mention their feelings on the rail. I think it's at Washington Intermediate School on Saturday between 9 and 12. You may want to check on that, but I think that's about the right time.
Mm-hmm.
But this rail thing is, if it goes past Middle Street, it's going to screw up surface transportation in Honolulu. It's going to take lanes away. It's going to be really, really bad, and it's going to tax the hell out of everybody. As well, it's going to mess up the bus system out in the Eva area, going to make that real bad. And what the solution should be is like the transportation professor at university, Pano, says they should use that elevated structure for guided busways. Use our bus system, which is one of the best systems in the country. Don't mess it up. Add on to it and let the guided buses use that thing up to Middle Street. Then they can come down and continue on to the UH, continue on through Waikiki, wherever, instead of doing this rail to nowhere. Goes to Ala Moana, then what? It doesn't go to to any of the real destinations, but it's just an immense, immense cost, and that's not going to be the end of it. Then they're going to want to, well, then we need to go here and we need to go there, and we'll have another $10 million added on. But put your people, you know, go to that and let them, let the city council know what you think. Call your city councilmen and tell them you don't want this thing. You know, tell them to stop it at Middle Street and to use bus rapid transit. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Who do we have next? Okay. Anyway, it was said back in the 70s by a guy from France, a consultant, that Honolulu, number one, is not a place for rail because too many people go every which way but from A to B. And number two, the cost, he said, to do it would be astronomical, and it is. It's costing. And Mufi, before he changed his color, also said, can we afford it? Can we maintain it? Can we upkeep it? And do we need it? No, no, no. The Frenchman's that consultant said, you let the traffic bear what it can bear because the people will take it up. If it's too crowded, they'll stop driving. But once you open a gap, somebody will take up that space and fill it up. So it's common sense. You let the traffic bear what it can bear. Too much of our lives are being government controlled. You know, the people are not little babies that you got to tell them this and tell them that and you got to do this and you got to do that. No, too much government control. But getting back to the oil, because there is no service station and because you, the people, do not take the responsibility to check your oil. A lot of new cars today have no dipstick to check motor oil, have no automatic transmission dipstick to check the transmission oil. So the manufacturers love that because it's only stupid on the consumer.
Wait, so if they have, you can't do all of that, when are you supposed to, oh, they have like a post-it thing where at 100,000 miles, service your transmission.
No, the idiot light goes on. Time to service your car.
Oh, and then so some automotive shop can open the transmission and flush it out? And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But it's sad. It's really sad that, you know, how life has gone.
It's, like, you know, how people don't really need to think nowadays. Like, there's some automation thing that's thinking for you. Like, they can't even park your car for you if you don't need skill in parking.
Well, I prefer parking my own. I prefer doing everything myself because I don't feel safe with a machine doing it for me.
But
no.
I wonder, like, in the future when all these people are so used to having somebody think for them or something to think for them, what's going to happen to them in the future?
It'll be all mechanical. You know, and it's sad. It's really sad. What happened to the good old days?
It's gone.
Yeah. I know, in some places, but it's still there in certain places. So, if you look at the past, the good old days was the best because you could see a car coming at you one block away and say, hey, that's a Chrysler. Today, the car has to come face to face with you, and you got to read the emblem.
Exactly.
Because they all look like big eggs coming down the road. How can all the manufacturers have the same idea on how to design the car?
That was my question to you, I don't know how many years ago.
Yeah, how did they come to that? I don't know.
Because before, you notice all the cars had a different design.
Yes. Nobody looked alike. Break time.
Yes. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Don't miss the 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival at Iolani Palace, Saturday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy 20 hula halau, pound poi, learn Hawaiian crafts, shop for local gifts, and of course, onolicious food. The 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival, Saturday, July 15th and Sunday, July 16th, now at Iolani Palace. Presented by Moanalua Gardens Foundation. For more information, call 839-5334 or visit moanaluagardensfoundation.org.
She's real fine, my 409. Okay, we're back rolling again.
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George. I got a comment about the rail, and you bring up a good point about how, you know, people here in Hawaii don't go from point A to point B. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, they have kids to pick up at, what do you call that, the YMCA or some other after-school program.
Right.
So when a parent is done with work, they don't go from work to home. They go from work to you know, pick up their child, or maybe they do some grocery shopping or stuff like that.
That's right.
So I think it's a good point that that rail would not work. And and another thing is how you said how astronomical the cost is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cost just keeps on rising. I mean, it's like you get a quote from the mechanic, he gives you a quote of $800, and when you go back, he says, oh, it's $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Would the person stand for that? Would people stand for that? I don't think so.
Nope.
Yes, I think it's a good point you brought up with the rail.
Yeah, you got to stick to the original estimate.
Yeah, exactly. And then, and like my friend said, the thing with traffic here in Honolulu, all you've got to do is beat that 2-hour crunch in the morning and in the afternoon. And if you beat that, then traffic, you know, is pretty smooth for the most part.
Yeah, And like the Frenchman said, you take 100 cars off the road, 100 more will replace it.
That's right.
Same thing.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, if you compare the number of vehicles per household in comparison with, let's say, in the 90s, I think it's way more today.
Yes.
Than it was in the 90s. So I don't think a rail will solve the traffic issues here in the city.
No, but bigger streets or streets underground or something like that would help.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a good point that the other caller brought up to make, because we do have a bus system. Mm-hmm. You know, let's utilize something that's great. I mean, I think it's a smart idea to run the bus on the guideways.
Well, in China, those Chinese people, pretty smart, you know. They have a bus that is tall. You know, like a
double decker or triple decker.
Yeah.
Right. Like the ones you see in London, right? When people ride on the tourists.
Yeah, but it goes over the cars.
Oh, wow.
So it's not slow. It goes over the cars, and the bus stop is elevated.
Right. Well.
So cars can go underneath the bus, and no traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, I think it broke yesterday. They're going to have the special session for the rail. I think it's the ending of August. I think it's going to last until, I believe, September 2nd. So about maybe a week, 5 days, I think. So I think that's when they're going to decide, you know, what they're going to do with this project.
It's so scary.
No, and the thing I don't understand is why is the state getting involved? Isn't it a city project?
Yeah. It's supposed to be.
Let the city handle it, right?
Yep.
I mean, if the state was handling it something, are they going to go to the city council and say, hey, help us out, we need some assistance?
No. That's the mayor. The mayor is trying to get help from the state.
Yeah, and it all goes back to the growing issue, George, and you and I and Wanda know that not enough people vote. The voter turnout is low, and that's why the same people get elected. That's why the same party is ruling the state for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, nice talking to you, George. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Give us a call at 524-1080.
I got a question. You know, if you want to buy, say, like a new car or a new truck, what would you recommend when you go to the dealership? Like, what kind of questions you should ask them?
First of all, before you go to any dealership, you do your homework on the computer and find out what kind of car you want.
Okay.
Number one. And if you're going to any dealer, you make an appointment. You don't just walk in the door. You call and make an appointment with the general manager. And make the deal through management. Because managers don't get commission. You get a better deal. When you go to a salesman, the salesman will always say, oh, let me go talk to the manager. See? Because he has to go discuss his commission.
So what happens if you want to talk to the manager and the manager will refer you to a salesperson? Because some of them do that, you know.
Then they say, well, if you cannot help me, then thank you. I'll go to another dealer.
Mm.
That's it. There's a lot of dealers around. That's not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
That's why on my thing on what I recommend as Maui Toyota is DJ or Damon Sr.
Okay, because they're the owners of Maui Toyota.
Yes. That's right.
So you think like... for foreign cars, Toyota is still the best.
Yes, ever since 2011 on up, Toyotas and Lexus all made 100% in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They're not making anything in China. Whereas all of our American cars are being manufactured, the parts, in China.
So what about when you have to do repairs and change parts, though? The parts are so expensive? No? Yes?
No, because American manufacturers do manufacture in America a replacement part.
for, like, Toyotas?
No.
No?
On Toyotas, the parts from Napa are made in Japan. So the replacement is okay on the Toyotas. But if you're buying for other brands, well, they can be made in China. You have to double check by opening the box and looking on the part. And on the part, it will say made in USA or made in China. Okay? So, anyway, that's what I recommend.
So even if you live, say, on another outer island, say like Kauai, you still would recommend calling Maui Toyota?
There's a lot of people, unbelievable, that live on Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and the Big Island that call Maui Toyota.
And these people don't have trouble later on, like, you know when you have to take your car in for warranty?
No, because it's in the dealer contract that if you're selling Toyotas, you cannot make any kind of favoritism or whatever. You have to treat everybody equal. For instance, if you bought the Toyota in California and moved to Hawaii and they gave you bad time, you can turn in a complaint to Toyota in Japan, and they'll get right on the dealer. Okay? Everybody has to be treated equal. But across America, it's not that way. A lot of times, you go into a restaurant, and they see, oh, that's a black guy. I'm not going to wait on him. You know, it's too much of that going on around, all around the place. So, but in the car thing, no, they don't do that. Okay? So, but anyway.
What if they want to just stick to American cars? What brand? Do you have any brand?
As far as American? That's a good one. For me, my opinion, they're all the same. In the old days, Ford or Chevy. But today, they're kind of all equal, all the same. It's your preference, what you want. Ford, Chrysler, or GM. So, but anyway, a lot of people favor Chevrolet because the Chevy engines are cheaper. Cheaper to modify, cheaper to build. Anyway, it's that time again that we gotta say mahalo for tuning in. Please, folks, take care of each other. This is Hawaii, a special place in the world. And please, don't drink and drive. And then we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.